Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Five-hour energy. Go. When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some. I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time. Turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding now. 5 hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Burgundy and Gold Game Day on the Fan, presented by Rood. Is your cooling system letting you down? Score a touchdown with Rood and experience peak performance. Dominate the season with unmatched cooling power and visit RUUD.com. If it ain't Rood, it ain't right. So I just wanted to clear something up from yesterday's show that we talked about when we were talking about dogs and they're like being named after their owners, because my next door neighbor's name is Kevin. And he has a dog named Kevin. And there was definitely some goofing going on about that. So I got a text from his wife, Eileen, yesterday. Mm. And she explained it. She said, John, I mean, she's one of the people that actually uses my real name instead of my goofball radio name. Kevin was already named when we rescued him. He was named by his foster family. So they inherited a dog named Kevin and decided not to change his name.
Right.
So there you go. There you have it.
I didn't know there was that much controversy that we needed to clear it up today.
No, but we were kind of goofy. We were like, who has a man named Kevin in the house, and then you name the dog the same name?
Right.
Would cause a lot of confusion.
I'm impressed
generally.
That Kevin and his wife listen to the show.
Hey, me too.
Can you change? How long would it take to change a dog's name? Or would it totally just brain F the dog?
I mean, sure it'd pick up on it after a while.
Really?
Yeah, people do that with rescues.
They changed the name.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I would think that they might, but how long do you think it would take?
I don't know how long Kevin had been fostered by his foster family. I have no idea. Generally, it's short term, so I don't know.
Right. All right. I'm just asking.
But I still have a neighbor named Kevin and a dog named Kevin. So it's
you weren't
just
wrong.
The dynamic.
No apology needed. You weren't wrong.
No. I'm just clearing things up a little bit.
Yeah.
I felt like they were getting goofed on a little bit. Jumping off the top rope, so I wanted
now,
to...
I was more goofing on the fact that you actually threw out the last name for a dog.
Yeah.
When you were talking about Kirk Herbstreit's dog.
I did that because
called it Ben Herbstreit.
I think I saw him referred to on the Twitters as Ben Herbstreit.
In defense of Cakes, if you go to the vet, they'll put Oakley Cahill.
I understand. Right. We talked about that, but that's
but
how
that's
they...
But that's like a unique situation.
It's like it's a patient.
They got 100 dogs in there. Right. Yeah, you're trying to ID the right dog. There might be six, spikes in there.
I felt bad for Winnie. I felt bad for Winnie Allville because I took her to the vet a couple days ago. They had to take her temperature.
Right.
And I mean, what do they do?
They go where the sun don't shine.
Yeah. I mean, you don't take a dog's temperature in its mouth.
It might feel good.
It would eat the thermometer. Like it just doesn't. It doesn't know. So they had to put the gel on it and
right up the old. The chute.
I mean, she wasn't super happy, but I mean, she just had to sit there and take it.
Winnie healthy.
Pretty healthy, yeah. Yeah. Good report card.
Right.
Yeah. Solid.
So Jason's away, and he's doing this long, I don't even care, he do whatever he wants. He's doing some long wraparound vacation, come back in a month whenever he comes back.
Apparently he's coming back December 2nd.
Sounds
kudos
like
to him.
Solid. God bless. So he's going where? To South Carolina, he
South
said?
Carolina,
he's
yeah.
He's going to some island I've never
Daniel
heard of.
Island.
Daniel Island.
I actually had never heard of it.
Here's what it is. It's a foofy made-up place, like developed You know, like it's.
Do you have to take like a boat to get there?
No, or? I don't think so. I think it's just.
It's not like Bald Head Island.
There are a lot of barrier islands that are close to Charleston, South Carolina.
Yeah.
And I don't know if this even categorizes as that. I think it's just a fancy made up place by like a rich
developer. Well, like, you know, we went to Bald Head Island together. From what I know. Bald Head Island, you actually had to take a ferry.
Yeah.
To get a 20-year-old incident.
Yeah, we'll stick with allegedlies on that.
Yeah, all right. So does he, I guess he brings his dog on vacation? He brings Luca?
I don't know. I'm not sure.
He probably does.
He might.
Is he doing an Airbnb? Is he doing a hotel?
I have no idea.
Yeah. All right. Just curious. Just curious what you dog owners do.
Well, I mean, for instance, because the Commanders aren't playing this weekend, the weekend's wide open, I booked a quick trip to Dewey Beach for the weekend for Friday and Saturday night.
Look at Case getting out of his box.
Bringing Winnie.
You are.
Bringing Winnie, yeah.
Where did you book? You booked an Airbnb joint?
Yeah.
How much are they charging you per night?
It's
got to be nothing now, right?
I mean, it's...
A couple hundred a night.
It's oceanfront, so it's nice.
All right, so 300 a night. It's the winter.
With the cleaning fee and the Airbnb fee, it's a little pricier than that.
Really?
Yeah.
All whole right. crew going, or is just you and
my
the wife?
My wife and I, and Winnie Auville, and my son and his girlfriend are meeting up with us at some point too.
What about like your lizard or your sugar glider?
No lizards. The only other pet is a turtle, and
the turtle stays at home.
He's fine. Yeah, you can't. I mean, you get a pack of turtles.
I've told you. People have told me. I remember this lady at we took my kid to some birthday party, whatever. It like one of those places where you pet snakes, and you know, what
sure.
I mean? And she said, the turtle, actually it was a guy, he said, turtle, worst pet you could ever get. First of all, it doesn't care about you, doesn't react to you, it's going to live to 200.
It's very low maintenance, though.
It can't do anything.
Yeah,
yeah, but it's like...
I mean, you clean its tank, you give it, you know, fresh water every month
or so. You're
going to
get no love, you're going to get no attention from that turtle.
It just swims around and looks at you, and you know in its primitive reptile brain, it's thinking, can you just let me out of this cage? Can you take me now to the local pond and drop me off, please?
Did I tell you?
100%, that's what they're thinking.
I think I told you this story. So when we were in Chinatown, when my son moved into it, you know, he's staying in a rent-controlled apartment in Chinatown. It's part of my...
Tiny rent-controlled apartment.
My wife's family.
Right.
Okay? And one of my wife's, I think it's her cousin or aunt, I'm not sure. She's a hairdresser.
Okay.
Okay? And she owns a little piece of a salon. We went into the hairdresser salon, and in Chinatown, they have like, you know, those 5-gallon buckets, like you know, like you would have lacrosse balls in, or,
sure,
or, you know what I mean,
like a Home Depot bucket.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah, yeah.
There was a turtle in there in the salon. It was like a pet turtle.
That was its
water.
Home. That was
yes.
Its, I mean, usually if you have a turtle, you've got like a terrarium or an aquarium.
It looked like maybe the most inhumane thing I've ever seen. Now, I don't care about the turtle.
Did they even have water in there?
A little bit of water. Okay. Maybe like a little romaine lettuce or something in there.
Yeah.
I mean, like, unbelievable. And I don't know if they let the turtle out and roam around. I don't know what they do.
I have no idea.
But then when you go and get your hair did over there, you could go say hi to the turtle.
There's not a lot of letting the turtle out in our house. It basically gets out of its aquarium when we have to change the water in the aquarium.
Does it have big...
That's it.
Does it have big turtle doo-doos?
I mean, I'll be honest. I don't pay that close attention to the turtle. I kind of just look at it, make sure it has enough food every once in a while. My wife and daughter, they take much more care of it than I do.
Right. All right. I gotcha.
I just consider a turtle and a lot of pets, if you call it a pet, it's in the fish category.
Very much in the fish category.
You just give them little food. They're in the aquarium,
yeah,
and you don't really spend much time with it.
Yeah, it's one of those things where you're like, oh, we still have a turtle. It's going to be here when we're dead, most likely.
I'd imagine a hamster is similar.
Well, a hamster, they don't live as long.
I know, but you feed it, you look at it, but you're not really petting.
Yeah, you're not that into it.
We get 4 or 5 fish a year. That's about how long, because we'll get 5 fish. You know, in a couple months, we'll be down to 4. A few months after that, I'll be down to 3.
Right.
End of the year, we'll have 1 sickly fish.
Yeah, it's just barely swimming.
Then we get 5 more, and it's just rinse and repeat.
Right.
We just slowly slaughter the fish.
Yeah. I mean, they're not expected to live long lives, are they?
I don't know.
I don't think.
I mean, I would think our fish like our little tank. It's colorful. Mm-hmm. They got a little thing to go swim underneath and hide in.
They have a scuba guy that makes bubbles. They have that.
I don't know. What is
do
that?
Do they have any knowledge?
Like a decoration?
Yeah. Maybe, though. They don't have knowledge of other tanks. That's their whole life. They're not appreciative. Wow, this is a colorful
they had
tank
their home
compared
tank
to others.
In the aquarium where you buy okay it.
Yeah, but their home right tank, they have to share with a lot of other fish.
Yeah, usually might be 100.
Now they have exclusivity. They only have to share their tank or whatever it is, bowl, whatever you're keeping them in, with four
we
or five
it
other fish.
We have it in a little tank. A
tiny aquarium.
Yeah, so
tiny
I was thinking about this the other day. I haven't been to the movie theaters in a while, but I'm kind of fired up to see Gladiator 2.
Yeah,
okay. I am not the Gladiator mark that Jason and John are.
Oh, I love
I mean,
that
Cakes
movie.
Cakes knows
movie
every scene probably
I mean,
from
I watched,
Gladiator.
I watched about 15 to 18 minutes of it
mm-hmm
two nights ago. The part where
liked it
where Commodus kills the Emperor and then he asks for Maximus's hand and he wants, you know, to partner up with him, and then Maximus storms by him, says there's been a coup, the Emperor's been slain, and then they ride him out to wherever and they're supposed to execute him, and of course they don't because he's Maximus. He kills everybody, goes back to find that his wife and son have been slaughtered by the Roman army. I watched that portion of
see, I couldn't do what Cakes just did. He knows all these. I just remember seeing it and liking it, and Russell yeah Crowe's excellent in mm-hmm it. And so Denzel Washington is going to be in this one.
Yes, correct.
Which is intriguing. I don't know.
Is Russell Crowe in this one?
Is this a prequel?
Russell Crowe is not in this one.
Is it a prequel? Is it a post?
I don't know what kind of quell it is.
Right.
I have no idea. All I know is they're going to take my money because I am going to probably go see it in the theater.
Yeah,
as well.
I think it's the
is
next
it,
theater.
Is it Ridley Scott, same director or whatever?
Believe so. You would have to ask Kevin to confirm that.
Yeah.
I do not know that.
All right. What are the early words on it?
Like, I don't know.
People.
Pedro Pascal portrays the son of Maximus.
All right. And so
you know that means nothing to you, but that means he's Russell Crowe's son.
Right, nice. That's what I thought.
Okay,
so it's a sequel, not a prequel.
So Denzel is Russell's son?
No. They're a different race,
are you
EB.
Okay? No, that's why it didn't make sense to me.
Unless there's an adoption.
Right. No. So who does Denzel play then?
The Emperor.
Oh, okay.
I'm pretty sure.
Now, Denzel, Drabby was telling me a funny bit. I guess he was doing an interview. First of all, he's saying he's going to retire soon? Is that it?
Yeah, but he had to clarify it because people went nuts. And he said, well, I'm not really retiring. Like, pick a date and I'm done. I just want to work with people I'm interested in working with. So he's going to be a little more choosy.
So it sounds like here's his list of movies he's planning to work on. Spike Lee's High and Low. I have no idea what that's about. Antoine Fuqua's Hannibal. Now, I got excited about that because I thought that was going to be in the
Hannibal Lecter.
Hannibal Lecter universe. It's not. It's about the ancient warrior Hannibal who fought in like the Roman and Punic Wars. And I said, not as interested. Mm. I'm more interested in Hannibal Lecter, but I'm sure it'll be good. Untitled Steve McQueen Project. Who knows what that is? Black Panther 3 and an Othello adaptation.
Man, I'm interested in none of those. Those are all done. He could retire now for all I care. That's what he's gonna. That's all he's gonna work on.
He's doing an Othello Bushareb adaptation. I'm impressed. Othello's going places.
Guy used to bring in hummus to work every day.
Exactly.
And he
the hummus bit.
Play like a alcoholic ex cop or something that's trying to get a girl back who's been kidnapped.
Right. He can't play an alcoholic pilot where he's drinking an entire fifth of vodka before he takes the controls.
Hey, can we tell the nugget that you told us before the show?
Oh, about the kiss?
Yeah. You can relate to this.
Yeah, it's in the headlines everywhere. It says, Gladiator 2 cut gay Denzel Washington kiss from the movie.
So can you imagine if you're Denzel, and I assume Denzel's a pure, you know, strong heterosexual, but he's a professional. I guess they have him. They ask him, he's got to do this this kiss another dude scene.
I think back in the Roman Emperor days, the sexuality was a lot more fluid.
Was it? Oh, I had no idea.
I mean, trust me, I don't know that for a fact.
That's your
but
instinct?
From watching Gladiator 100 times, it's kind of the vibe that I get.
Well, can you imagine that you're Denzel and you gotta kiss a dude in the scene, and you know it might not be the thing you're the most comfortable with. Yeah. And then they cut it from the movie.
Right, you like you better put that back in the movie.
I seriously think I'd slit the director's throat.
I actually kissed a man in the film, but they took it out. They cut it. I think they got chicken. I kissed a guy full on the lips. I guess they weren't ready for that yet. I killed them 5 minutes later. It's really, Gladiator, the kiss of death.
I like him calling them chickens. That's a good one.
Hey, it didn't seem like he's too upset about it.
He's 69 years old.
Yeah.
I mean, why wouldn't he retire? Look, the guy, he's got millions. The
guy's got so much money. He just can enjoy his life.
It's probably only so much golf he can play. Like, you know.
But I respect you. He's like, you know what? I'm at the point now where I'm just picking my spots. I'm going to work with who I want to work with. And I'll work on my schedule. And the rest of you guys can go F yourselves. It's pretty much what he's saying. Good for him.
Must be nice.
It must be nice to have the hammer all the time. God. I wouldn't know what that feels like.
I just want FU money.
I just want the hammer once. Yeah. One time. Yeah.
Hasn't Denzel been picking his spots for the last 30 years? Why would he listen to anybody to tell him what to do?
He doubt he does. His list just might have gotten shorter.
He's on the Mount Sillymore of actors.
Well, I think he has done some duds, right? Or done some like stupid commercial movies, right? I'm sure. So maybe he's just trying to eliminate those.
The paycheck ones?
The paycheck movies. The Nick Cage type movies.
What's his paycheck movies? Because they've all been kind of silly.
Have they? Okay. You would know better than me.
Valdez says he doesn't understand Training Day. He swore me to secrecy.
I've always thought Training Day is a little overrated, personally. I know
it's
rave about
too confusing.
It.
Well, I don't get it. Do they want Ethan Hawke to be in their crew? Do they not want him to be in their crew? Who are they stealing from?
I think he wanted Ethan Hawke to be in his crew, but Ethan Hawke had a battle of conscience.
Did that movie win? It didn't win Academy Award.
No, but Denzel won Best Actor for it.
Mm.
I mean, I don't know how you guys still remember plots from movies 25 years ago.
Because they're seared into our brains.
It had that much of an impact on you?
We just have a memory.
Yeah. I mean, you remember the Hoop Dreams.
That's like the only movie. Most movies just don't have that impact on me. Like, I saw Star Wars when I was a kid. I don't really even remember it.
Give me the plot synopsis of the Pelican Brief.
I don't really remember.
Yeah, that's a Denzel movie.
I like that one. I just like the da-na-na-na, da-na-na.
Give me the plot outline scenes for My Cousin Vinny.
No idea. I don't remember. I don't even know.
Trying
if I
to think
saw
of
that.
big movies that he might relate to. I guess there are none.
I just don't really. I mean,
that was a weird one. You went from Pelican Brief, which he's talked about, to my cousin Vinny.
I'll tell you why.
Because you were thinking courtroom drama.
That was part of it. I also saw like 20 seconds of it in the studio because
I
was watching it yesterday.
I loved Rain Man, right? Very popular movie.
Yeah.
I don't really remember it.
461 toothpicks.
Yeah. I mean, I remember like that little isolated moment.
Bet you remember A Few Good Men.
One bad, too good. One bad, too good.
What does that mean? Remind me.
That's what Dustin Hoffman bets for his brother Charlie in the casino.
Mm.
If it's bad, if the count's bad, two, if the count's good. You want to bet one chip or two chips?
Rom Man.
Mm. Yeah, I don't even remember that.
I know, but it's not like I watched Rain Man yesterday.
No, I know, but it had an impact on you.
Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This show is brought to you by 5-Hour Energy. Being a fan is a hands-on job, which is why we're freeing up your hands for cheering, jeering, and everything in between. With 5-Hour Energy Fan E-Pack, you'll be fully equipped to hit the tailgate with all the energy you and your fellow diehards need for rooting on the home team. no matter what. Just take a shot, pass the rest to your entire squad, and keep the good times rolling. Now available on 5HourEnergy.com with the purchase of Stan the Fan 5-Hour Energy. Shipped nationwide.
Has zero impact on me.
You remember it. You
know, well, I can remember stuff.
You have too many swing thoughts in your brain.
Yeah.
How do you have room for the Rain Man plot?
I don't know. I brought up something yesterday.
Charlie Babbitt.
I brought up something yesterday.
10 minutes to Wapner.
I brought up something yesterday that Drabby was amazed that he said, how do you know that?
And the Old Spice guy.
Yeah.
That he played college basketball.
No. He played in the NFL.
Or college football,
He had a cup of coffee in the NFL. And nailed it. That's the kind of stuff I remember.
Okay.
All right, lines from a movie.
Coming up a bit later, we'll hit the Skins at 7. Brian Baldinger will join us at 7:20. And Dave Richard, he'll answer all of your important fantasy football questions coming up at 8 o'clock on an Open Line Thursday here on The Fan.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This show is brought to you by 5-Hour Energy. Being a fan is a hands-on job, which is why we're freeing up your hands for cheering, jeering, and everything in between. With 5-Hour Energy Fan E-Pack, you'll be fully equipped to hit the tailgate with all the energy you and your fellow diehards need for rooting on the home team. No matter what, just take a shot, pass the rest to your entire squad, and keep the good times rolling. Now available on 5HourEnergy.com with the purchase of Stan the Fan 5-Hour Energy. Shipped nationwide.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.